You're listening to Review Deja Vu, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Lisa Donovan.
Hello, I'm Lisa Donovan, editor of the League's magazine, and I'll be your host today. Our guest is Mayor Carla Filkins from Cadillac, and we are going to be talking about the Plaza at Cadillac Commons project, which is one of the finalists in our Community Excellence Awards here at Convention. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Great. I'd love to hear more about the Plaza at Cadillac Commons project. I know it kind of got its genesis with the League's Place Plan program you took part in a few years ago. Tell me a little bit more about how that got going.
Yes, that's exactly how it all started. Through the Michigan Municipal League League's placemaking project, we actually had the opportunity to sit down with the League and the Michigan State School of Design, Planning, and Construction, as well as MSU Extension, and look at a piece of property right in the heart of downtown Cadillac that was simply a blighted parking lot. And it took up pretty much the whole block. And so I grew up in Cadillac, and I have never seen transformation like we've created here.
Wow.
Yes.
How did you get the community involved in deciding what should be on that property?
Well, actually, through the help of the three former groups that I mentioned, we took the opportunity to set up these community charrettes where these folks came in, they interviewed people in the community, community leaders, just invited the general public to come in and take a look at the space that we were thinking about. They had some ideas, some preliminary ideas, but then they listened to what people envisioned there.
Great.
And they were really great conversations, had wonderful participation. And then once it was all done, they came up with a couple different ideas based on what they had heard from people, and one was a more modern, you know, today sort of feel, and one of them really hung on to the heritage of the city of Cadillac, and that's the one that people really liked.
Great, yes. Great. So making plans for a project is one thing; implementing them is a whole different story. How did you manage that?
Well, through a lot of collaboration was really important, and really educating people on what it was that we were trying to accomplish. The really important thing with a project like this is to never let off that gas pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are at the core of the project, it's really hard not to have an incredible amount of enthusiasm for something like this, at least for me personally. And that's what I found with the city staff as well. And when you generate that kind of enthusiasm for your project, and then you invite people to be a part of that project, not only through those discussions, but allowing them the opportunity, this sounds a little crazy, but allowing them the opportunity to financially support something that is going to be here for the future of their own families was just amazing.
Gives them some ownership in the project.
Yes. It did. And it didn't matter if it was $5 or if it was $5,000, they contributed. And it really, to me, this was a message that I tried to send, was it had to be a grassroots effort for people to buy into the project and for them to be able to feel what we were all feeling.
Great. It gives it longevity.
It really does.
They're committed to it.
It really
great.
Does.
Great.
Yeah.
And when did the plaza open? When did you finish construction?
We finished construction last fall. So when we, like, for instance, the splash pad, it was kind of late in the season, so it was already getting chilly by the time we got everything done. But at the ribbon cutting, I can recall, in order to turn the splash pad on, you have to, like, wave your hand in front of this thing. And we had the whole, the Chamber of Commerce out there, the Cadillac leadership group, and we just had a wonderful turnout for that ribbon cutting, and they were actually standing on the splash pad taking a picture, and somebody pushed the button.
Oh,
and so it was
some
really,
people got wet.
Yeah, it was just a wonderful celebration.
Great. And what has been the reaction of the community and the surrounding communities now that the plaza is open and open for business, open for use?
Well, I can tell you that I never go by the plaza area where there isn't somebody there. It's full of activity, it's bustling, and even if it's an elderly couple sitting on a bench watching children play in the splash pad, or in the evening, it really does my heart good to go by there and there's always somebody sitting by the fireplace, you know, with a good book or just cuddling and just enjoying the downtown park area.
So it's everything from passive activity to very busy activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the creativity in the community, the excitement of people, you know, that have had historical events, let's say our arts festival has always been in the city park. And this plaza area is just north of there. It's between the city park and then our downtown, you know, US 131 business loop. And so people now have the opportunity to expand their events into this wonderful space.
Oh, excellent.
And so it's not that the events haven't always been wonderful, but now we've given them the means to grow their event in a really special place.
That's great. Well, Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate learning more about the Plaza at Cadillac Commons, and I wish you the very best in the voting, and tomorrow we will find out who the winner is.
Thank you, and there is one other observation that I would like to make,
sure.
if that would be okay. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to see the other three communities that had worked on their projects, and one of the things that came to my mind was, you know, I believe the mayor of Holland made the observation that, you know, times are changing and developers are coming out and they're wanting to be a part of our communities, which is absolutely awesome.
Yes,
but with
absolutely.
Our particular project at the plaza in the Cadillac Commons area in Cadillac, that is totally a grassroots effort. Everything about that happened because of our relationship with the Michigan Municipal League and the placemaking and us as a community raising the funds right in our own community or working with Michigan Municipal League or DEQ raising the funds. It wasn't a developer that came in and did it. We did it.
Right. You took ownership. That's great. That's really important.
So I just want to encourage communities that maybe don't have that awesome developer that's ready to come in their community. Don't give up. Keep looking at yourself and what you can do creatively to make the difference in your own community.
Great point. Yes. Something that could be replicated in other communities. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about the Plaza at Cadillac Commons, please visit cea.mml.org or read about it in a future issue of the Review magazine. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.